Hey everyone, it's Stacy here, and today we're cutting straight into the root of why you feel stuck, sick, or simply off. My guest, Christine Genovese, created the Soul Intelligence, a method to help you decode your body's energy, clear the junk, and finally heal the source. If you're tired of everything and nothing's shifted, this conversation is to wake you up and bring you back to reality. Christine, say hello and tell everyone a little about yourself and who you are and how this all began.
Oh my goodness, Stacey, thank you. I actually was a corporate turnaround specialist and growth specialist most of my life. And
Wow.
on about March 12th of 2020, I got plucked out of corporate America unexpectedly. I was on year one of a planned 3-year turnaround, and I'd just gotten a performance bonus. And we had just prepared for a board meeting, and I was expecting to go in and share with the company like what we needed to do to continue to course correct. And
Yeah.
I got told that my services were no longer needed. So talk
Gosh.
about, shock of your life.
Yeah.
Beginning of COVID, what do you do? The divine just plucked me right out of corporate America and said, okay, you're done with that. That
Yeah.
was your zone of excellence, to quote Brandon Burchard, and now it's time to step into your zone of genius. So, after getting over the obvious initial like shocks of everything,
Yeah.
I did a lot of prayer and meditation. And I always knew I had these, energetic gifts, and had kind of, stayed in the spiritual closet because, you can't show up at a board meeting with a book of charts and a pendulum and say you're going to straighten everybody out, right? So I did a big prayer meditation, and I had this one huge pivotal moment where I just had tears streaming down my face, and I knew I couldn't go back into corporate. And over a period of days and weeks, the system called the Soul Intelligence Method was created. And it's about tapping into your inner knowing and that inner divinity that everybody has. And what my method allows me to do is to help people get to the root cause of whatever's going wrong in their physical body. Because the method's based on bioenergetics, and that's the correlation between your physical well-being and your mental and emotional well-being, which
Okay.
is kind of common sense, right? You don't feel great physically, mentally, emotionally, you're probably not doing so hot. But it was documented in the 1950s by Dr. Alexander Lowen. And basically, I think everybody has to remember that we're all energy. Right? The only way I'm seeing you right now is through an energy transfer of Zoom and the internet. The only way they can hear us, right, is through frequency and vibration. And even
Right.
Einstein said the future of medicine is frequency and vibration. And we're actually using sound waves now to help shrink cancer cells. I mean, it's not woo-woo, So I
Right.
feel like the time is now for people to understand, even though we're physical and corporeal. We know from third grade that we're all protons, neutrons, electrons in this electromagnetic field. And so we constantly attract things, good and bad, to ourselves. And
Right.
our bodies hold on to that. And so when your body finally says, hey, something's wrong, you have to get to the root cause of what's causing that, which is why I love working in the field of functional medicine, right? They treat a whole person.
Yeah.
And I really partner with those healthcare professionals so that we can help the body get what it needs to heal in the physical. And then I
Yeah.
help on the mental and emotional wellness. So, kind of like you go to a chiropractor for a biomechanical adjustment, you come to
Right.
me for a bioenergetic adjustment.
I love
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just a little bit about me. I used to figure out what people, processes, or technology needed to shift in the business. But there's
Right.
always those underlying themes and energies that are kind of keep, like, what are the beliefs that keep the company from succeeding? What needs to shift?
Yeah.
And so I didn't realize, doing that alchemy work in companies was going to propel me forward to be able to do this with people.
Right.
So, yeah, I used to, it's kind of interesting. I talked with someone, he's like, oh, so you used to fix broken companies. Now you fix broken souls. I'm like, well, kinda. I get people back in touch with that, and get them
Yeah.
back in touch with who they really are, and allow that to come out.
I love that. Now, when did you first realize that energy is not just a mindset, that it was a missing link?
Well, I mean, It's interesting. Like I knew I had a gift of some kind, right? But it's like, how do you bring that forth? Especially, I always had this sense I have to bridge the work world with the spiritual world, but it's like, how do you do it, right? Without people going, okay, she's weird, or this is woo-woo or crazy. And I always wanted to still be taken seriously. You build up, a reputation for having been, this incredible business mind. And then I need to introduce, the concept of energy work or spirituality. And I do think now, people are understanding a little bit more about energy than they ever have. So the way I actually introduced it was, during COVID. I developed a leadership program and I started doing coaching. And so I would help, managers become senior leaders become executive leaders, and working with executive leaders to refine their skills. So I did kind of a whole set of, coaching. And I had a coaching credential. I had just not done it on my own. And so I developed this leadership program. And so I would talk to CEOs and I'd go, "Hey, can you imagine if you had an entire leadership team that was lit up from the inside out? If they like were in alignment with your mission, your vision, your values, your purpose, and they felt like they were part of something bigger than themselves, they would run through the fire for you. How would you love that, like, for your leadership team?" So every CAO was like, "Yes, I want that." So so that's what I did, is I put this program together. And I would do 3 one-on-ones with, it was a group program. Give me a quarter and I'm going to change your team, basically. And so in the beginning, I would do a one-on-one to kind of figure out what motivates them, what lights them up, using a really cool tool called the Game Changing Index. And then halfway through the program, I would just, so how has the course been working for you? How are your employees reacting? Kind of, the midpoint touch point. And then at the end of the program, I've been seeding, like, kind of all along my own, kind of views, values, spirituality, like, throughout the course. So they get to know you by the end of the course. And so I would give them a choice for their last one-on-one. And I would say, "Hey, we can do a regular coaching session talking about where you are, where you want to go, what you see for your team or your life." I said, "Or you could take a risk walk with me and we can get to the root cause of all the things that aren't working in your personal life or your professional life. And we could do a soul intelligence session. So which would you like?" Every person took the soul intelligence session. And I was like, "Okay, game on. I'm on to something." So it was really, really cool. And that's how I was able to kind of bridge it into the coaching world. And then working with one of the CEOs I worked with, he was the CEO, owner, and founder of Nutritional Frontiers, which is a nutraceutical company that works with functional medicine doctors. And he started to use my coaching methods on me and said, "You're going to work for me full time someday." I'm like, "No, I'm not." And yes, I am. So I'm the chief growth officer for that company, so I can help, teach people and teach medical, the functional medicine practitioners and healthcare providers and healers that we work with, not only how to help their patients heal in the physical with incredible nutraceuticals and natural ways to heal the body, but then I can come in and also help them get to the underlying emotional root cause to mental and emotional illness.
Oh, I
That's
love
keeping it
that.
locked in. Yeah, I mean, it's super cool because, like, 95% of the doctor visits today are for chronic conditions,
They
right? It's
are.
for something that won't heal, won't go away. And so, being able to understand what's holding them back. Is it a self-limiting belief? Is it old trauma that's resurfacing? Is it a pattern or an archetype that they keep projecting, at home, at work, on themselves? Is it negative energies, emotions, thoughts? It's all of those things. And the cool thing is, because, energy, it's not just working with an individual. You can clear an individual and then wind up clearing their partner. Or, you clear, a team or a region or a division or a company, because there's all those commonalities amongst people, and you can see really magical shifts. So it's pretty fun work.
It is fun work, yeah. And it's probably like a great feeling when you see yourself healing and helping so many other individuals, get unstuck and move forward in life and get rid of a lot of those trapped emotions and be able to really function on a positive level where they can have their full potential.
Well, to give you an example, like I had recently, I was working with one of our, healthcare providers, and she said to me, she's like, I haven't had a period in 3 months. I don't feel close to my husband. I feel like there's distance there, and I don't even want to be around him. And then the last thing she says to me is, and my, the clients, she's a health coach, and their client had, her business had stalled. And I said, okay. I said, we're going to look at your sacral chakra. Okay. So there's seven major energy centers in the body. The second one is where our sexual organs are, where our uterus is in a woman, and where the prostate is in a man. And that's really the core of who we are, when we talk about, our own divinity. So the uterus is where we birth babies and businesses. So I'm like, we're going to look in this area and I'm going to see. She was like 90% blocked. I'm like, woo, there's a whole bunch going on there. So I spent the session like pulling all kinds of stuff, energetically out. And I got a text from her the very next morning. She's like, I got my period last night. I can't believe it. I actually felt like cuddling with my husband, and he just held me all night. And in the morning, I woke up and there were three new client emails in my email. She goes, this is amazing. And so I was like, yes, So yeah, that's what really lights me up. When you're able to help somebody meant, that's in like we helped her business, we helped her physically, and we helped her relationship with her husband in all three of those areas. Pretty amazing.
That is amazing. Now, define soul intelligence for us and how it's different from IQ or even emotional intelligence.
Oh, thank you for asking that question. So that's the way I kind of position it, right? We talk about IQ, that's like, our, intellect, the intelligence, the spark, the electric part, the electromagnetic part of the electromagnetic field, right? We all got to have it. That's where everything does start on the inside. And then emotional intelligence, we think about the heart and the heart space. So the HeartMath Institute, measured the electromagnetic field around the brain. It's only 2 feet, and the heart is 6 foot wide. And so think about how infinitely more powerful our heart is. So emotional intelligence is about, being aware of how you say what you say and being in tune with emotions. And for me, emotion is energy in motion. And when that energy isn't moving, it stops, it pools in the body. That's when it causes dis-ease or dysfunction or dissonance in your frequency, and you have to see a doctor. So that's E, for me. And then SQ is really being in touch with the core of who you are, really trusting that inner knowing, that divine spark within you, the eternal part of you. And in order to hear that part of you have to go in the body. And so for me, the physical body is really a barometer to our subconscious mind and the answers that, our soul or that divine life spark within us is trying to share with us. But in order to hear that, we got to get really quiet. We have to get out of the head and we have to get into the body.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, what are the biggest signs that someone's soul intelligence is offline or ignored?
Well, it's interesting. Like, I think the quickest way to figure it out is if you're not physically feeling great. That's our body's way, our subconscious mind's way of getting our attention. It's more than a nudge. Now, it could be something little. Like, for example, if I have like, a pain in my neck, so the first thing I'll do is be like, okay, what side is it on? The right side tends to be male, the left side tends to be female. So I'm like, pain in my neck. Necks are about flexibility. Who am I being inflexible with? Or who's being difficult and I'm having trouble being flexible? I'm like, oh, right side's got to be my partner, it's got to be the guy in my life. So it's just, it could be something small like that you have to dig into, like, what's causing this? Why am I being inflexible? What am I resisting? What's not flowing for me? Or it could be something, because everything starts internally. It could be a reflection in, for an entrepreneur, maybe they're not attracting the right clients or they're not attracting enough clients. What's stopping the abundance? What's stopping the flow? Because when you're in full alignment with
Right.
your soul intelligence, your mission, your vision, your values, your purpose, you wind up attracting and magnetizing to you those great opportunities. So what's blocking that? What's in the way? Right?
Right.
Is it a belief? Is it an old trauma coming up to heal? Do you
Yeah.
know, maybe you're not putting yourself out there, you feel invisible. So it's
Yeah.
kind of digging in underneath, like what is it that's holding you back from achieving what you want to achieve?
Oh, I love that. Now, walk us through the soul intelligence method in plain English. Like, what exactly happens in a session?
That's the magic. So it's pretty cool that this is also something I think that the healthcare providers love. You're 100% compliant because all you have to do is show up for a Zoom and receive. That's it. And people are
Right.
like, "You can do this over Zoom?" I'm like, "Yeah. It's energy. It's an energy transfer." So the only way Zoom works is the same way.
Yeah.
So, that's the only way I can try and describe it to be. I'm like, no, we don't have to be in the same room. It's really cool. You show
Yeah.
up, you're at home, you're comfortable, you're relaxed. And I basically do what I call setting up a sacred space. So I make sure, because once energy is created, this is a law, a
Yeah.
scientific law, it can't be destroyed. So it's got to go somewhere. So in order to get
Right.
it up and out of the body, we want to make sure it goes back to the divine for transmutation into love and light, or that it goes.
Yeah.
It doesn't land on another person, place, or thing.
Right.
So, yeah, we got to move it up and out, make sure that it goes where it needs to go. And then the way I divine information is I use a book of charts and a pendulum, and I set the system up to where there's basically a table of contents at the front, and I hold the pendulum over it, and it tells me where I need to go for someone's best and highest good. Unless they come to me with a specific issue, like, look, I'm really concerned about my marriage. I'm not sure. Do I stay in it? Do I go? Here's what's going on. And then we can shift things. Or they talk to me about, something not flowing at work, like I've mentioned, or they're having something physically go wrong, And if it's an illness, I can kind of get in there and be able to share with somebody, specifically what's going on. It'll give me clues as to what emotions. For example, a lot of people suffer with GI issues, which is not a big surprise, right? Even Hippocrates said that all healing begins and ends in the gut. It's usually where functional medicine doctors also start because so much happens in our gut, right?
Oh, yeah.
But if you think about, the major storage center is your stomach, and the stomach does two things. It stores food and processes food, but it also stores emotions or processes emotions or doesn't.
Right.
So, and if you think about the seven major energy centers in the body, the third chakra is your solar plexus, which is in your core, it's in your stomach area. And that's all about how you show up in the world, your self-esteem, how you feel about you. And so when you think about it, when you walk into like a situation that makes you nervous, you might get butterflies in your stomach, right? Like, 'cause oh gosh, I gotta step forward. Or like something bad happens, it feels like you get a punch in the gut. Like that is where our emotions go. That's where they start.
Yeah.
And so when people are suffering from something, like IBS, for example, irritable bowel syndrome, I think that's a pretty common condition for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Certainly, I can give them a physical product like a GI Complete that heals and seals the gut. But the
Yeah.
other thing I have to do is figure out why is that there in the first place? Are they feeling unbalanced? Are they like too serious or controlling? Are they focused on negativity, feel judgmental, opinionated, or are they easily irritated? Like, do they have difficult trusting others? Are they holding on to old beliefs or ideas? Is there confusion or like a loss of direction or like not knowing which way to turn? All of those things, those emotions, those underpinnings actually keep that locked in. So, could we fix it in the physical? Yes, but will it come back? If we don't get to the underlying emotional root cause, absolutely.
Oh yeah, definitely, definitely. Now, can you share cases like no names needed where activating soul intelligence created a jaw-dropping shift?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I shared a couple already,
Yeah.
but I remember I had this doctor, Okay, I think this one blows my mind. This one, I
Yeah.
definitely documented this in the book. I'm like an MD. She could not walk. Like she had a problem going on with her foot and she couldn't understand what was going on. And she had had this for months and it was getting to the point where she couldn't put any weight on it, you know, would crawl to the bathroom to go, like because it was that painful.
Wow.
I'm like, you're a doctor. What is going on? So we scheduled a session. I did a session, and in the middle of the session, I'm like, wait a second. What are all these men like being difficult about in your life? There's like some situation that's going on where it involves a lot of men. It was a right foot. I was like, you can't step forward. What's going on? She's like, oh my gosh. I had contractors that were in my house. They didn't fulfill their contract. I had to get a lawyer. It's been a lawsuit. It's, you know, been difficult. And now I can't even get my lawyer to call me back. They're not helping me. And I go, well, that makes sense. You can't move forward, right? You're stuck. And I said, so your body's trying to get your attention. And so we cleared the situation. And the very next morning, I got a text. She goes, oh my gosh, I was able to walk on my foot. I can't believe it. And I don't have my cold anymore because that's like mental confusion that wouldn't go away. It wouldn't clear up. And I said, well, did you pick up the phone and put your foot up their butt too? Did you move it? And she was like, yes, I got my lawyer to call me back finally. So it's just kind of interesting. Like our body tells us so much.
It does.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, soul intelligence is about tuning in, right? And quieting the noise so that you can tune in and figure out what is really going on.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. Now, bioenergetics can sound woo to many skeptics. Like, how do you ground it in science or measurable results?
Well, that's the cool part, right? It is founded in science. I think that's part of what I've been trying to explain and share. I mean, I certainly dive in deep in my book on the science behind it, you know, in terms of why the energy stays locked in and how you can shift it up and out. But basically, like I said, it is, you know, quantum physics. Everything begins within, right? And we actually can, you know, our lives are a reflection of how we feel inside. Right? And so keeping that clear and keeping yourself in alignment is going to limit, you know, the discomfort that you have, you know. But in terms of the science itself, it's the science has been around at least documented since the 1950s. You know, and as I mentioned, you know, Einstein said the future of medicine is vibration and frequency. We all know that's what it is. And I think what happens is we kind of get caught up in the I'm physical, so I forget that I'm actually an energetic being. And so I try and like represent, you know, why this works. And the cool thing is, you know, I'm teaching other healthcare providers and healers how to use this method to help heal a person holistically and completely, and add it as another practice in their wellness clinics, you know. So just like red light therapy, you know, can help you heal, you know, light therapy, right? It's light waves. It's you know, a transfer of energy, just like my method is a transfer of energy, and it's moving the energy up and out, and then bringing good stuff in after you've done that.
I wish people talk more about the scientific backed evidence because I think a lot of people don't talk enough about that. And so it kind of, when people hear it and they're in that little gray box, they're like, they think right away, they think it's woo because they don't realize that it's all energy, it's all science-based backed, evidence that, this stuff exists, that we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for energy, that energies are frequencies, our emotions are frequencies, they get trapped within us and cause lots of different things. And when people don't understand it, either they fear it or they just like push it away. And I definitely think that's something we need to start really getting out there.
Well, I think, you know, I use a chart that is based off of research from Dr. David Hawkins, who wrote the book Power versus Force. And there's lots of experiments where, you like yell at a plant and you say horrible things and it shrivels, right? Or you love on the plant and the plant blooms and thrives, right? That's energy, right? Well, he did, measured emotions. You can actually measure the frequency of emotions, just like you can measure the frequency of music, right? Because it's a different vibrational frequency. So in the beginning of a session, I will measure where somebody is in terms of the scale of consciousness and, where are they starting from? Are they starting in a place of like, neutrality? Or are we down, in fear? Where are we starting? And then I measure at the end where we finish. And inevitably, people move up the scale. To what degree, really depends on them being open, and able to shift and being open to the changes that are going on. But it's also something cool to keep in mind. Perfectionism actually vibrates lower than fear. And I think, oh my gosh, right? It's down there by like guilt and shame, like in terms of a vibration and a frequency. So that's a really good way to get yourself pulled down immediately. So, whereas something like joy, right, is really up there. And so one of my favorite things to do is laugh because that's a quick way to pull yourself right up the scale. People are like, well, what can I do? What can I do on my own? And that's actually one thing that you can really do quickly, to change your vibe or put on high vibrational music, right? That vibrates at a higher hertz. And that can kind of shift your mood pretty quickly. I'll do that during the day. If I've been doing like a lot of, figuring and strategizing and calculating, I will, say, okay, it's time to do some soul intelligence work. Let's shift my mood. Let's get me in the right state.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, where does the body store emotional or energetic debt, and how do we clear
Well, everywhere. There's not
it?
like one spot, and it depends on what's going on for me to kind of pinpoint where it is, But what can you do? I mean, I started to share a few tips, right? But you got to move the energy. So even movement in and of itself is a great way for you to be able to shift things on your own. So even just changing your environment, like going for a walk, getting out of your office if something's going wrong, or one of my favorite things to do is to be out in nature. I'm very fortunate that I live in Florida and I'm only a couple miles from the beach. And just the natural sound of the waves, is really the rhythm of Mother Nature and how we vibrate. The Om symbol, those tones are actually in the ocean. And it's a way to really get yourself grounded immediately and back into a stasis of peace and calm. But anywhere, being able to take a walk outside in nature, starting to notice little things, being able to get out of our heads and get back into our hearts and our physical body.
Oh, yes, definitely. I agree. Now, what simple practices help people keep their energy system clean and charged?
Well, one of the things, like I said, that you can do, right, is to monitor's toxicity. Okay. And so that's everything from, what are you putting into your brain? Like, what do you read? To what do you listen to? What do you watch? What do you download? Who is in your life? Do you have loving, supportive, motivational people, or are there energy vampires? And you see that person's name come on your phone and you're like, gah, you don't want to pick it up because you know what's coming. So I think it's monitoring how much toxicity, from what you put in and what you watch, what you observe, who you're around, as much as what are you putting in your body, right? Are you giving your body the proper nutrition so it has the right fuel to run on and it can operate at an optimum level? To even your environment in your home, like how many chemicals are you around? How much does your body have to manage and process, right? Just even from our physical environment. Because when we think about what causes dis-ease within the body, most of it is lifestyle. So whether it's managing the toxicity, that's all within, primarily within our control, to the nutrition, what we put in the body to support the body. Are you starting with a wonderful protein shake in the morning so your body has the right nutrients to run? Or you popping a donut in there, you know, that's going to burn out really fast. The next thing is exercise, like movement. You know, sitting is like the new smoking, you know, not moving enough, like being too sedentary, kids in front of video games instead of out riding bikes or running or playing, right?
Oh, 100%.
To basic things like sleep, you know, are you giving your body time to recharge? To simple things like, do you meditate and pray? To me, they go together, right? I think praying is asking for what you want, and meditation is listening for those answers, right? What's coming back in? I do journaling every day too, like getting those ideas out or sharing what needs to come off my heart. Or you have a meditation and you want to make sure that you put down the insights that came to you. Simple daily practices and what inspired action can you take? And that's actually really the basis of my next book that's coming out towards the end of the year. My first book is called Healing Through Soul Intelligence, which I'm pretty proud of, which is packed full of the science and my story and stories of all the people that I've helped heal and some of the healers that I've helped heal, which is cool. And that is an LA Tribune bestseller. It's available on Amazon and Audible and Barnes and Noble and my website, soulintelligencemethod.com. And, I'm gonna do a second book that I'm in the process of writing right now, and it's called A Daily Dose of Soul Intelligence, where every day of the year, it's a companion daily reader to where you'll have a quote, you'll have a story, you'll have a journal prompt and inspired action. Because I want people to incorporate, soul intelligence and keeping themselves clear and focused on a daily basis.
I love that. I love that so much. Now, how do you see bioenergetics working alongside conventional medicine and not against it?
Well, that's really a great question. When you think about, how we heal, we've really kind of gone all the way to one side, where in traditional medicine, we either medicate it or cut it out. Okay. Those are our two alternatives. And if I'm having a heart attack, I'm definitely going to the hospital. If I'm bleeding, I'm going there. But what I try and do is to kind of look at healing on a spectrum. Right. And it takes a lot of different things in order to get us to heal wholly and completely. Therapy is a great way, traditional way, for people to bring these emotions up, right? The therapist brings you back to the situation that happened. You talk about it, you cry it out, maybe you smash things, right? Because you're trying to move the energy up and out of the body. That's essentially what they're doing. So whether you do it through talking or physical, some way to release. I believe like tears in general are really, I call them holy water, because I really believe it's your soul crying. It's your soul releasing, and that it can be really powerful and cleansing. But in terms of like where it fits on the spectrum, we know that things like meditation help lengthen the telomeres, which help you your longevity in your life. That's something my friend and colleague, Dr. Joe Dispenza, talks an awful lot about. But keeping yourself in that higher vibe state, is really, helpful in order for your whole body to function well. So I think there's room for all kinds of healing methods on the spectrum. I think sometimes, nutraceuticals or nutrition, a healing naturally is a better way for the body to do it. But sometimes your body's in bad shape and it needs medication to help kickstart it. Right. And then you want to transition to a natural way of healing. So I don't see anything as one or the other. I really see it as a spectrum, and that everybody's got to choose what feels right to them.
Now you use disease and use it's DIS and you have hyphen and then E disease. Why that spelling and what does it sh it shift in our understanding?
Sure. So I think we say disease, like, oh, I got a disease, or whatever it is. And so what I'm trying to say is when energy gets trapped in the body, okay, and it pools, it causes unease or dis-ease in the body, or a dysfunction in functionality, or a dissonance in the frequency, ultimately, is what's going on. And so that's part of how I get people to understand what the physical body is actually trying to tell us. Because when you think about it, that's the most dense part of us, right? That's the physical, corporal part. So by the time there is something physically wrong, it's been stuck in there a long time because it started out as an energy block, right? So that's essentially what I'm trying to get across to people when I spell it that way and when I share it that way.
I love that. I love that a
Thank
lot.
you.
Now,
Thank you.
what patterns do you see most often under chronic conditions? Fear, grief, shame?
Well, in terms of like everything that's going wrong does have that underlying condition, right? And I think a lot of what I wind up shifting for people are, our repetitive thoughts become beliefs, right? And then that clouds the way we see the world. So, if you constantly feel like you're not good enough, you might be an overachiever. And so then you might be overdoing in your relationship, you might be overdoing at work, and you might be suffering burnout, right? So I think, for some people, it starts with a belief. For other people, there is, the revolving door of you fix one thing and then something else goes wrong because we haven't figured out that old trauma, We know when our body holds trauma in the body, it hasn't, even though we may have dealt with it in our brains, our bodies haven't actually let go of the energy. So, like working with someone who was going, who's been divorced. Well, I worked through that years ago. I thought I was done. I'm like, here it shows up again. Apparently, you didn't let it go out of here. And that's why you're having these heart-related issues, or I would say one of the patterns that shows up a lot is abandonment. And what I try and share with people is life is all about relationships, and our relationships mirror back to us what we need to work on in ourselves. So if you're experiencing that feeling of abandonment, you have to look at, okay, where am I abandoning myself? Where am I not setting healthy boundaries or holding healthy boundaries? How am I not showing up for me? And I'm always showing up for everybody else. Why do I put me at the bottom? So probably one of my, things that I wish I had told my younger self a long time ago. Self-care is not selfish, it's sacred, right? And we're supposed to love one another as we love ourselves. And I think that's probably the hardest relationship, right? Is the one with oneself to really like heal. But the cool thing is, if you study energy and quantum physics, there's something out there called the butterfly effect, which means when you choose to heal you, right, you have a ripple effect not only on the people around you that you're aware of, but completely out in the whole consciousness and in the whole field. And the butterfly effect is, just, a butterfly on one side of the world could cause a tsunami on the other side of the world. So it's just remembering, right? We're all connected. We're all in this electromagnetic field. And so the cool thing is, when you choose to heal you, you have no idea the impact on how many other people you're going to impact and affect as well. So it
I
really
know.
does begin with us.
It does. It really does. Now, how can someone start tracing their own symptoms back to an energetic root cause?
I use a bunch of different resources, because I can't keep every dis-ease within my head. So I have a couple resources. One is called Does Your Body Lie? Which is a really cool book. And then what's the other one that I use a lot? The Secret Language of Your Body. And so it can kind of give you some clues and some hints. And I actually have those resources listed in the back of my book, Healing Through Soul Intelligence.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Now, let's zoom out for a second and let's think about, what are some of the things that people could do at home to get them started on, maybe some exercises, simple things they could do at home to start the healing process. If they're feeling a certain way or they've been stuck a certain way, are there some things that they could do at home that, to begin the process? It's really important to be guided like by an energy healer. But are there things at home that they could do to start feeling better?
Kind of some of the tips that I was giving earlier, which would be make time for yourself. Give yourself at least 15 minutes a day just to be in peace, in quiet, No distractions, no electronics, no phones, no nothing, just for you, right? So that you can, spend that time meditation in prayer or journaling. Those are things anybody can do or try. And if you're a type A, it's totally fine to use, a guided meditation. As a matter of fact, I offer a few of those free on my website if anybody's interested and they want to get started, that there are some free resources and tools there. I also have something on the website called My Sacred Soul Script, which helps you start manifesting what you want to see in your life. And it's a really, really cool tool.
Like that.
So there are some things that I can provide from support. Again, it's soulintelligencemethod.com in case anybody wants to pick those resources up. But even just like I said, removing yourself into a peaceful environment. So going for a walk, sitting in nature, going being outside to ground, even just being barefoot in the grass. That's something I try and do, especially when I go up north, because in Florida we have this terrible grass. It doesn't feel like grass, so I do take advantage of the opportunity when I do get up there to do that. But it's again looking at limiting how much toxicity is in your life. Just taking inventory of your relationships. Not only the relationship with yourself, but the relationship with your family or your friends, or your workmates. And how can you better, protect yourself and manage, who you interact with, and what you're choosing to focus on and do. And then you start, like I said, looking at, nutritionally, what are you doing to support the body? What are you doing in terms of movement? What are you doing in terms of sleep? What are you doing in terms of all of those lifestyle things that contribute to, being and operating at your optimum levels? And what are the things that, I mean, I'm not saying, I don't indulge, right? So, but it's 80-20, right? 80% of the time, what are you doing really good for yourself to allow yourself to indulge in the 20%, And so I think it's all of those kinds of things. There's no magic recipe. It's just really about what resonates with you. But I really subscribe to having a daily practice that gets you in alignment before you start taking the day on.
I love it. I love it. Now you have a book out. Can you tell us a little about your book?
Sure. It's called Healing Through Soul Intelligence. And in the book, I talk a little bit about my story, how soul intelligence came to be, a little bit about, me, being an overgiver at one time in my life, as well as talking about the science behind the method, why it works. Talking about, I share a lot of case studies in there on not only patients that I've seen, but doctors that I've helped. I have a triple board certified MD who wrote the foreword to my book, which is pretty cool.
Love it. That is cool.
And so it really gives people an idea of what the method is, how it's come into my life, how it's affected others, and really where, I see the future of soul intelligence going. I expect it to spread across the country like Reiki on steroids, and become a really cool addition to any wellness practice out there.
I love that. I love that so much. Now, where can people find your book?
That's the cool part. It's available on Amazon and Barnes and Noble. It's also Kindle and Audible at the moment, as well as Ingram Sparks. It's out there everywhere, which is really exciting. It's an LA Tribune bestseller, and I think I mentioned Best Holistic Life just named it as Book of the Year for 2025, which was pretty exciting.
It is very
So,
exciting. That's really
yeah,
exciting.
and the Audible version's been pretty cool. I went out to LA and actually recorded it myself, and I've had several people remark they feel like they're getting a healing because I read it myself, and it was a lot of fun. It was really cool when I was in the studio, the producers were like, "Well, can we do another chapter? We want to know what comes next." I was like, "Yes, they're into it. That's so cool."
That is really cool. I really feel it's a difference. Like I've listened to books written by energy healers, and what a difference when you hear their voice. It's really, even though it's pre-recorded, you just there's a feeling, there's a vibe, that there is an energy that comes through you when you're listening to their voice, speak to you on an audible. And it's weird, but you it's a, I think it's more powerful when an author does that, and you could just hear their voice, and you could hear them sharing their stories, their content, their everything with you. And it just I think it has such a powerful effect. Really
Well,
do.
it's super cool. It's almost like we're having a private conversation. And I think that's, kind of like podcasts, right? And the appeal of, you feel like you're in the room. And I love that. I love
I
that.
love it. Now, you also have a film that's coming out. Tell me more about this.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm really excited. There's a movie called The Pillars of Power that is coming out actually in the beginning of the year. In 2026, we filmed it, but it's going to all kinds of film festivals and should be streaming by the beginning of the year. But the Pillars of Power is based on a 20-year anniversary of The Secret. So if anybody remembers the book The Secret, the movie The Secret, that was like the initial, hey, here's how you can transform your life. And so a lot of the original pioneers in transformation were in that movie, and they are in this movie. So people like Dr. Joe Vitale and John Assaroff and Marie Diamond, all these cool people that were pioneers in the field of transformation have come together with some of today's transformational specialists like myself. And so that movie will be out in the beginning of the year. So that's pretty exciting.
Oh, I love it. That is so exciting. Now, for people who want to find you, can they find most of your information on your website? Is that the best way to get in touch with you?
That's probably the best way. Yes, you can reach me at soulintelligencemethod.com. The other cool thing is, I don't know how many of your listeners are in the New York City area, but the October 9th to the 11th, I'm going to be doing my Soul in the City book tour. Super stoked. Yeah, I know I have like a Times Square billboard and all kinds of goodness and several different events. There's just one really cool place that we're going to hold a dinner and a talk. It's called Bibliotech, and they actually pair wines with books. And I'm like, well, listen, I am an Italian red drinker, and the book is about me, so you better have a really good Italian red to pair with my book because so yeah, pretty excited.
That is really exciting. And can they'll be able to find out all the information about the event on your website?
Yeah, actually, if you go to my website, you can sign up to be on my email list, and that way you'll get all the information about that event. We just finalized the schedule this week, so pretty pumped. And I do, so that people can experience the method, right? I do hold a free Soul Intelligence group session the first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m. Eastern. So again, if you go to my website, you can sign up for that. You can sign up for my email list, and that way you'll get to experience it. And all you got to do is show up to a Zoom. It's pretty easy.
I
And
love
I
it.
usually do it on a theme. So the next one I have coming up is all about like how you show up in the world, because it's kind of timing wise right now happens to be around 88 Lionsgate is coming up, and it's all about your solar plexus and self-esteem and how you show up in the world. And so it's really going to be a fun one to do. So I typically pick a theme when I'm doing a group, and that way I can collectively shift it for everybody, whether they see it live or if they listen to the replay.
Oh, I love that so much. Now, if we had to take today's conversation and you wanted to emphasize some important factors, what would be some things you'd like to emphasize from today's conversation to the listeners?
First thing is just remember, everyone and everything is energy. And that when energy, gets stuck and it pools in the body, that is energy that's no longer in motion. Okay. And emotion is energy in motion. So you want to make sure that you're moving that through your body one way or another. One of the ways I move the energy through the body, you're asking for a tip. I'm an avid tennis player, so love doing that. And that's definite movement for me. The other thing that I would say is, just remember that self-care is not selfish. It's sacred. It's something everybody has to do in
Yes.
order to remain the best version of themselves, whatever that means. And it could mean, giving yourself an uninterrupted 15 minutes to take a luxurious bath to just decompress. Self-care can mean I'm going to give myself 15 minutes to journal or just
Right.
take a walk. But it's really about putting yourself first, because I think so many of us give out so much to everyone else, we
Yeah.
forget about taking care of ourselves first.
100%, 100%. Oh, I love this. This was great. I thank you so much, Christine, for coming on the show. I wish you the best of luck, and I hope, you'll come and visit us again and we can talk more and go really in depth about, energy healing and, a lot of the things that it does and how we could actually, use your soul intelligence to really change people's lives and, and go more in depth. So I really enjoyed today's discussion. I think you're the way you approach it is just beautiful. I love how you have such a unique pr approach, and how you're able to really tackle and go inside, and really connect with someone and their energy and help people, get rid of that baggage, that, negative energy, and really reclaim their lives again, because that's what you're helping people do. And I thank you so much for that.
Oh, Stacey, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to be here and to share with your listeners. And I look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Yes, me too. Well, you have a great day, and thank you so much once again.